This is Tiger Cast, the official podcast of Princeton Athletics. Now here's your host, Craig Saxon.
Welcome to the latest edition of Tiger Cast. Tiger Cast, the official podcast of Princeton Athletics. You can subscribe to Tiger Cast by searching for Princeton Tigers on iTunes or any of your favorite podcast devices. Besides the weekly Tiger Cast, you'll get the new Lax Cast, a weekly conversation with Matt Madelon, the members of the men's lacrosse program, as well as any post-game audio podcasts that are put online. Great one a couple weeks ago after the men's basketball team's win at Harvard. I know that got a lot of downloads. On today's show, we will have the gold medal winning goalie of Team USA and the starting goalie for the Princeton women's water polo team, Ashley Johnson, as they have a nationally televised showdown with Harvard this weekend on ESPNU. And then we'll have members of both the men's and women's track teams as they head to the Armory in New York City to compete in the indoor heptagonal championships this weekend. We'll have Charlie Volker, a top sprinter on the men's side, also a member of the Ivy Championship football team. And we'll have Allison Harris on the women's side. Harris recently broke the Ivy League record in the pole vault and is a key contributor for the women's track and field team. We'll talk about both in a second. First, let's take a quick look at the schedule. There's a lot going on, as you would expect, during a February weekend, so we'll hit on the highlights. On Friday, the women's ice hockey postseason begins. They'll play a best of three series in Baker Rink. 3 o'clock games against Quinnipiac on Friday, Saturday, and then if necessary, Sunday. Now they'll play at 3 o'clock because the men's hockey team had scheduled games against Brown and Yale. So those will be at 7 p.m. So potential five hockey games at Baker Rink over about a 48-50 hour span. Really exciting times. Obviously, the women, it's clear. It's a best of three, an opportunity to possibly advance to the ECAC Final Four. And then for the men, they still have a chance to get home ice in the first round of the ECAC playoffs. They'll need two wins and not a ton of help to get that done. So a chance to maybe have a little more home ice hockey in March if the Tigers get that done. On the basketball court, the women will host a doubleheader this weekend. They'll take on Columbia on Friday at 7 p.m., and then they will take on Cornell on Saturday at 6 p.m., both of those on the Ivy Digital Network. Tigers, really the hottest team in the Ivy League right now, and they're back to one game behind Penn, Penn having lost last weekend. So certainly, obviously, in good position to get in the Ivy tournament, but that top seed is not out of range anymore. Also on Friday, the Howe Cup starts for the women's squash team. That's their national championships. Those will be at the Jadwin Squash Courts Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Princeton will be the four seed. They'll open with number five Yale Friday at 2:30. And then follow Go Princeton Tigers throughout the weekend for more updates, when they'll play, who they'll play as they proceed. On Saturday, the men's lacrosse team, 2-0 on the season already. They'll take on Hofstra at 1 p.m. The women's lacrosse team is at Virginia. Volleyball on the road. A lot going on, as I mentioned. Check goprincetontigers.com, PU Tigers on Twitter to follow everything. All right, let's get to our conversations, and we'll start with Ashley Johnson. As I mentioned, if you followed Princeton athletics over the last few years, you know the name. And if you follow Team USA at the Olympics, you know the name. She was the starting goalie for Team USA, which won the gold medal this year. A big star of the Olympics, but she has been a bright spot for Princeton Athletics now for several years. And she will lead the Princeton women's water polo team into a top 20 showdown with Harvard this weekend. It's a Saturday start at 10:30 p.m., Princeton currently number 10 in the nation, Harvard number 19. The game will be televised on ESPNU. And for this Princeton team, they have some pretty high aspirations, and they have an opportunity. It's a team that last year, Ashley Johnson took the year off, obviously to train with Team USA, and Princeton still went, I believe 19-7 last year, missed going back to the CWPA championship game by one goal against Michigan, and did it with a lot of young talent. And you know, I think there was a lot of hope that once that young talent was you know, once Ashley Johnson was re-added to the mix with that young talent, that this team really had some high hopes, and they certainly do. They've played six games this season, nobody in the top 20. They've won convincingly, but over the next, you know, 3-4 weeks, you're really going to get a sense of where this team is, and that starts Saturday morning. Also, if you're around, there are not many opportunities to see this team and certainly Ashley Johnson this season. Princeton will only play two home games based on, you know, kind of different rotations in schedules. This just happens to be the year where Princeton won't play at home often. They'll play Saturday morning, then they won't play at home again until Friday, April 14th against George Washington. So really great opportunity if you can get to D'Annunzio Pool, do it. If not, you can watch it on ESPNU Saturday, 10:30 in the morning. All right, let's get to our conversation now with Ashley Johnson. Ashley, obviously a big game this weekend for your team, but certainly it's you know, been an incredible couple years for you. And I kind of wonder, when you got back, when did you start feeling, or have you started feeling like a normal Princeton student? Just after what that last year for you has been like?
Well, it was kind of hard for me to be removed, like not feel like a normal student once I got back, because I got immediately thrust back into the academics, which mm-hmm. I kind of felt like I was out of for a little while and had like a break from, but it was just such a shock coming back in that I just had to like immediately acclimate to that and just resume my normal Princeton schedule and just be a regular student again.
Yeah, I'm sure people think that, and I'm sure to a degree it was a dream year for you, you know, training with the U.S. team and winning gold. But I have to think that there was probably a part of you that really enjoyed just getting back to, you know, what you loved those last 3 years, which was being a Princeton student and being a Princeton athlete.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing like the Princeton environment or just being in a school and having all of this support around you. I felt kind of like I had to make my own way in the past year and a half. I had to kind of figure it out by myself. And I had my teammates, but it's so different being on campus and having just all these people in your network to reach out to. But yeah, it's really nice to be back and in this like regimented schedule, but mm-hmm. it's different than the schedule that I had like training.
What about in terms of just the water polo? I mean, I would have to think that your body needed a certain amount of recovery, and you know, obviously your season is kind of that late winter to spring season, but you know, did it take you a little extra time to kind of just recover from what that last year had been like?
Well, throughout that year, we did periods of rest and recovery. So mm-hmm. I didn't feel like my body had taken any, damage. I didn't feel like it was stressed or that I had overworked myself. I think that our training schedule was pretty well thought out and we peaked at the right times, but I didn't feel like I was on a huge decline or needed this huge period of rest. I think that the rest that I needed was more mental. Mm-hmm. Like there's so much pressure being in that environment and you use your teammates to deal with it, but it's you don't even realize how much pressure is on you when you're in the process.
You know, the you know, your Team USA teammates, I'm you know, and watching interviews and watching the games, you know, you could tell what a close team you were. But again, you know, especially with, you know, the current juniors and current seniors. I mean, these are teammates for you for a couple of years. Obviously, you have your sister on the team. What is it like being back with this group, with this Princeton group? I mean, I would have to assume, you know, not only are they on the same team, but they're going through this college experience with you. Does it feel nice kind of being back with this group, and how important a part has being on this team impacted your, you know, the overall college experience, besides just playing water polo, but having these teammates?
I mean, this team is kind of a whole new team than the team I remember,
mm-hmm.
because, well, my grade was, like, you kind of get really close to your grade because they're the only ones who are there with you the whole time, and they graduated without me, but it's nice to have my sister back on this team and just be able to impart some knowledge to the younger girls coming up and just be able to play with them and see what kind of team. I feel like I'm kind of like fitting into a team that's already established because I've been gone for a year, and it's been a difficult process for me, but it's really starting to come together. And I like how Louis has kind of pushed everyone into their own kind of leadership roles, and I'm just finding my place where I fit on that team. And it's been a really fun process so far.
Were you able to follow it much last year? And, you know, and I think a lot of people felt like, well, you know, Ashley Johnson's not here, so this is a Princeton team for the taking, and you know, a really young squad, still goes 19-7 and you know, loses kind of a heartbreaker in that semifinal to Michigan. How much were you able to follow what this team did? And when you saw all the young talent that and how they performed, it had to get you a little excited to think about what could happen this season.
Yeah, I was actually really, really excited to come back. I was getting updates from Chelsea and trying to follow her path through the season because I couldn't really watch all the games while I was traveling and stuff. So I was like following the Twitter. I was trying to keep up on GPT, but I was really excited watching like everyone just like gunning for us kind of. And like, I just wanted to be on the team. I just wanted to be playing and in the water.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard being away in those moments when the girls were struggling. And like, I knew that I could be in there and playing with them. It was tough. It was tough for me to get those updates and mm-hmm. know that
I can imagine. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you're 3 weeks in, you know, obviously you haven't really hit the heart of your schedule yet, but you see what's going on in practice. I mean, I think probably you get a better sense from workouts than you do from maybe, you know, some of these early season games. But you know, how do you feel like the team is right now, knowing you have to get better and you know, certainly I'm sure will get better as you get closer to these ranked games, you know, in March. But, you know, so far, have you been pleased with kind of progress and what you've seen in the pool?
Yeah, I have. And just knowing that the team is so young and has so much potential to grow has been really inspiring for me. Like, these girls are, especially our freshmen, are coming onto this team and stepping up their game. They're challenging me with shots. They're pushing each other in practice. And it's just great to see that level of competition and competitive play. And that's what motivates me as a player. So it's really cool to see that in our whole team. Like our scrimmage, like you said, our early games haven't been really representative of what our season is going to be like. But in our scrimmages, I feel like inter-squad scrimmages, I feel like that's when we're most competitive, like playing against ourselves and just trying to get better because we want to push ourselves to be at our strongest and at our best when we need to be.
Saturday morning, 10:30, you guys get at Harvard and really, you know, kind of based on you know, rotations and schedules, this is a weird year in that you only get two games at DeNunzio, this one on ESPNU, and I want to touch on that in a second, but you get Harvard, and it's a top 20 team. It's obviously, you know, a CWPA opponent, but it's Harvard. And you know, like there's a couple teams that don't play like the true Ivy League schedules, but is there still something in a Princeton-Harvard matchup, even if it's a, you know, they're two CWPA teams and you're not playing the true Ivy schedule? I mean, is there something still there when it's a Princeton-Harvard game?
Oh, yeah. A Princeton-Harvard game in water polo is always going to be a good matchup and a good game to watch. It's always going to be high energy. Even if it's not like even if the teams aren't close, you're going to get that crowd energy and you're going to just feel the just feel it in the air, and it's going to pump up the whole environment.
You know, it is on ESPNU, and what do you hope, you know, people will tune in, you know, to see you. I mean, that's the reality of you being the, you know, the gold medal goalkeeper for Team USA. But what do you hope people take away from that game about Princeton water polo and what is special about what is going on in Denunzio Pool?
I hope they see how much potential we have as a young team and how hard we're willing to work to achieve our goals. Like, our goal is to be at the top of our game at the end of the season, and I just want them to see how competitive we are and just how each of our leadership qualities shine through in how we play and how we communicate to each other in the game.
Now we'll turn our attention to the indoor track and field heptagonal championships this weekend, held Saturday and Sunday in the Armory in New York City. We'll start on the men's side with sophomore sprinter Charlie Volker. Certainly Princeton fans will recognize the name from his performance with the football team, helping the Tigers win the Ivy League championship, one of the leading runners, actually led the team in rushing during the season and certainly a key part of that team moving forward. But, you know, people may not recognize how impactful he's already been in track. He's the reigning 60-meter indoor champion. He did that his freshman season, and he comes into this weekend as a top contender for that as well. It's always an interesting dynamic to be a multi-sport athlete. But when you're football and track, you remember track goes indoor and then outdoor. So, you know, Volker is somebody who's competing kind of all year round. And for him to do what he's done just in the 2016 calendar year, you think about, you know, winning an indoor individual heptagonal title and a team title, and then in the fall winning a football team title, really a testament to the work that he has put in and continues to put in this weekend. Saturday, Sunday will be the heptagonal championships. Let's hear now from Charlie Volker. Charlie, before we start talking about heps and this big weekend for you guys, now obviously you are coming off of incredible fall with the football team. And so, you know, it takes guys, you know, a couple weeks before they start workouts for football again. But then, you know, these are controlled workouts that are, you know, leading to the spring. And you go right into a season. So how are you kind of maintaining your body so that, you know, you can peak for this coming weekend?
Yeah. Okay. So... What I'll do right now and what I've been doing during the indoor season is I will still lift with the football guys twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
And then because of, like, the conflicting track schedule, as we get, like, to later in the week, I don't want to be, like, sore from my meat. I will actually do the other two lifts, like, on my own in the track weight room. So I'm still getting in the full, like, football sort of weightlifting program. And, like, I may make some modifications, like, depending on what I'm running, when I'm running, and, like, just sort of smart stuff like that. But I think it's important that I stay doing both because it's really just, like, a back-and-forth process. Like, I'll come off after heps, and I'll jump right back into spring ball. And after that, I'll jump right back to outdoor. So in terms of being prepared for both, I'd like to just kind of stay on a strict plan for that.
Is there...
That seems to be like working out for me right now. So I'm just going to stick to it.
There has to be a physical grind, certainly, but a mental grind as well. I mean, you know, you know, the pressure, especially those last 5 weeks of that football season, to go right into that, I mean, do you mentally, or is it the fact that it's a new sport, a new team, I mean, is it kind of a refresher that way? I mean, how do you kind of deal with that aspect of it? Not to mention the fact that you're, you know, a college student and dealing with finals and, you know, everything else.
Yeah, well, what's interesting about like doing these two particular sports is like the different atmospheres that I'll like encounter. Like track is obviously a much more individual, like I guess based sport. Like there's still that team atmosphere, like meets and competitions, but like a lot more of the responsibility is just put on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think like from football, I've like actually learned to like sort of carry my own weight. And I guess in that manner, like perform for a team. And I noticed that like when I'm going into the track season, when I make that transition, it's actually like pretty smooth because from football, I've learned to sort of rely on myself and rely on others, but sort of just like get that mindset that if you take care of what's going on, like for yourself, then things will work out. So,
do you have to have, you know, a certain self motivation to, you know, because there are so many more individual components than a football season? Do you have to rely on being self-motivated to really make sure you're doing everything you need to do to be ready for this weekend? Or is the whole team component that's there, you know, you've figured out kind of, and you dealt with this in high school, that the yep. team component is still there and that's kind of a good motivator throughout the winter?
Yeah. I definitely don't think that like self-motivation is actually like what drives me. I sort of started to notice it this track season, actually, that a lot of the times like it's me wanting to like beat the guy next to me.
Yeah.
And like my football teammates know that, my track teammates know that. Like I just love like the like constant competition, and I think that's why like I can't not be like playing one sport at like one time. I wanna always be sort of like in season because I know that like when I'm running against Carrington this week, like I know that I'm going to push him as hard as he can run. And I know that he's going to try to push me as hard as I can run. And because we're trying to beat each other, I think that'll just like spell out good results for both of us. And regardless of where we finish, I think it'll just be like a hard fought race. So I think that really brings out the best in me is that competition that I'm always, I guess, put myself in.
You know, you're, season ultimately, you know, a major part of the men's, you know, indoor season gets measured by the results this weekend. But, you know, it has been a process leading up to it, including, you know, the Princeton Invitational last weekend. So as a team, you know, how do you feel like you guys are heading into this weekend? I mean, do you feel like you're in a good place, not just individually, but kind of the full group?
Yeah, I definitely think, as like an entirety, like I think our team, we've had like a bunch of meetings, and we just seem to be getting more and more confident like throughout the season. Our captain Chris Cook has like repeatedly said like this is one of the best teams I've seen in years, and we sort of just know that. We've sort of just been feeling it throughout the season. So all there's left to do really now is just show up and I guess perform. Like there's not a bunch of nagging injuries. There have been there's like seasonal I guess colds, flus going around, but like a lot of people didn't actually compete last weekend and were able to rest up for HEPS. So we got a lot of guys that are full, ready to go, and healthy. So that should be good for us.
Yeah, you mentioned before, you know, racing Carrington, and you know, you're the reigning 60 meter champ. The two of you have the top times in the league coming into this weekend. How good is it to, I mean, you're going for team points. You've got a number of great sprinters in the league who aren't far off of the two of you, but how good is it to know that, you know, maybe the other best guy in the league is right next to you and you can train against him all winter?
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually awesome. I was just thinking about that actually. What's great about that is like my best, like, or as like the statistics speak, my best competition is going to be there like right next to me, and he's going to be there today, and I'm gonna do starts against him today. So it'll just be like a perfect, I guess, perfect way to test myself how I am now. Like, am I prepared? And just get myself in that sort of competition mindset before the competition even starts.
You know, it's such an interesting weekend, and people who have been part of it, you know, I've raved about what a heptagonal weekend is like. You know, when you have to deal with the fact that your event takes, I mean, literally takes less than 10 seconds, and I know you may compete in other events over the weekend, but, you know, a football game, you have to stay ready for three and a half hours because you don't know how many times you're going to get the ball. In this event, you have to peak for, you know, maybe seven seconds here and 20 seconds here. So how did you kind of deal with that weekend the first time? And now that you've experienced it, do you feel even more ready for, you know, understanding how to discipline yourself, how to get ready and all of the stuff that will go into this weekend?
I didn't know the 60 was an event until this past last year, freshman year. But once I ran it, I ran it pretty well. But I loved like the beauty of it. It's like you train your start, like you train the quickness getting out of the blocks, and like you strength train, which like crosses over, and like it all added up to me as like this race that's all run beforehand. It's like it's all your squats in the weight room. It's all your start mechanics. It's your drive out of the blocks, and you sort of figure that stuff out. Like figure out how badly you want to win that like 6 second race, like weeks before you're actually running it. Mm-hmm. And then when you run it, it's all just like, I guess like just instinctual. Like it's like, have I prepared for this? And like now there's nothing left to worry about. Like I'm just going to run.
You know, this meet has been over the last decade. It's been a Princeton and Cornell meet. Last year, you go to Cornell, win the indoor title. Cornell comes here and wins the outdoor title. Do you, you know, throughout the weekend, are you kind of checking how your guys are doing, how Cornell guys are doing, or do you just kind of have to stay in yourself, stay focused on what you do, and then, you know, you look at the points at the end?
I haven't looked at one of their times. The only thing I'm concerned with right now is the way I'm running, the way Carrington's running, the way we're going to run against each other. And I guess like times would just fall in, and our hopes are that our times are better. So it's just a matter of like focusing on what we can improve and how we can race, and not really worrying about the competition, but more so just our own performance.
We'll round out today's show by talking to Allison Harris, the reigning GoPrincetonTigers.com Athlete of the Week. Allison Harris is coming off a record-setting performance last weekend when she broke the Ivy League record in the pole vault, clearing 14 feet and, you know, really bringing a pretty positive performance into Heps this weekend. Harris is a combination athlete. She pole vaults and then does the hurdles, and that was something I'm not certainly a track athlete, so that was seemed like a fairly surprising pair of events. But as we talk about in this conversation, it actually isn't all that surprising, something that several other athletes have done, and turns out it was a background in another sport that helped put her in this position. Now Princeton, you know, the men's meet has taken a Princeton versus Cornell feel for maybe the better part of a decade. The women's seems a little more wide open. You know, I think you look at a Harvard team that probably comes in as the favorite, but then it gets really bunched up from there. And for a Princeton team, you know, under first-year head coach Michelle Eisenreich, you know, the chance for them to you know, get as high as second, and who knows, you know, think crazy things happen. Maybe they really challenge Harvard, but, you know, if they could get up to second, third, have a really good meet and kind of build on that momentum moving forward, you know, you have the chance to, you know, it's certainly a new program, new coach and a new, you know, culture or direction. This would be a terrific way for them to start with a good weekend. And certainly having a senior like Allison Harris coming into the weekend with a record-setting performance is a nice way to start. As I mentioned before, the men's interview This is a two-day meet, Saturday and Sunday. The majority of the finals will be on Sunday. The following GoPrincetonTigers.com, and then you know both PU Tigers and then the track team's official Twitter will be the best way to follow live updates as the wild day goes on. Let's hear now from Allison Harris.
Allison, plenty to talk about with Haps coming up this weekend, but obviously with your record-setting pole vault last weekend, I did want to kind of start with that. Certain marks like that, was 14 feet, was that something that kind of was a goal this season, a goal for a while, and did you feel like, you were getting close to that point?
I was sensing that hopefully I was approaching that. I think that I had a season of sort of plateauing performances. I'd gotten very consistent at around my past PR, but was hopefully going to jump higher. 14 feet really wasn't something I was targeting in particular, even though it sounds like a big mark. Actually, it only became a target in the last couple of weeks, I'd say, when it became apparent that that was probably the mark that would make indoor nationals, so not to have been a big goal of mine this season. So, we were lucky that the bar happened to go to that height exactly, and I had a clean jump on a second attempt. So, very exciting, but honestly, it hadn't been something that was too built up for me.
You know, in some sports, you can tell when somebody is peaking or, really competing well, or, like basketball, they're shooting well, things like that. What do you feel when things are going well, when you feel like it's really clicking, like, can you feel it happening or what is it that's happening that you can tell, like, yeah, this is a good day?
I guess like my energy level is always really, really high, and I'm excited and very focused. I find that one of the things the coaches actually did for me was send me to meet with a lot of competition, and so I would be jumping with other people at every bar, which wasn't something I'd had earlier this season. So I think that that ends up bringing sort of like my competitive side out. I'm more focused. I hold myself to a higher standard in that kind of situation. So those are kind of all the things I've found, like that, and obviously like the training has been, I'm usually tapering down my training, so I'm more rested. So all those things tend to come together for a good performance for me.
You know, it can be a challenge, at any year, but as a senior to go into a new year with a new coach where, maybe some of the training that you've done before, is different. So let's talk about this first year, with Michelle Eisenreich. How has it been and what's impressed you so far?
So the new coaches are all fantastic. I mean, I was a huge fan of the old program as well, and the new program is just, I'd say it's a transition for sure. Coach Eisenreich has brought a great culture into the team. I think there's a good intensity going. She's asking like the across the coaching staff. I think they're asking a lot. They're asking a lot of dedication, a lot of hard work, and people seem to be responding to that really, really well. We've seen that with a lot of PRs this indoor season, which is all very exciting going into HEPS. I'd say from my own perspective, I work most closely with new coaches, Coach Jones and the pole vault coach, Mike Myra, both of whom have been like hugely contributing to both myself having recently a strong performance, as well as many athletes in their training groups having strong performances. I think that Coach Jones brings a high energy level to every practice, which has been great for training. And yeah, sure, it's a transition, but whenever it's a positive one, it can never really count against you.
Right. You mentioned HEP, so let's go there for this weekend. For you personally, you obviously now with the record, you're associated with the pole vault, but you're also a hurdler, and I'm wondering, you can see people who run the 60 and the 200 or different events, but those feel like two such different events. Did you just kind of grow up wanting to do as many different things as you can, or how did you come upon being a pole vaulter and a hurdler?
So I was actually a competitive gymnast for a long time until I was 15. I picked up pole vault around 15, 16. But I guess it came from I coaches looking at the perspective of, okay, I had good speed, but there was also the flexibility to do the hurdles and coordination in the air for the pole vault. And it was really that I had taken to the two events early on and just kind of stuck with them. It wasn't so much that I think some coaches would think that they at least complement each other. You at least get some speed training in and a little bit of rhythm work for the pole vault while you do the hurdles. So it's not as strange a combination as it seems. I've actually known a number of other ex-gymnasts who do the exact same double. So it's not too weird.
when you compete, I know the pole vault finals are Saturday and the hurdles are Sunday. So does that kind of help you? I don't know necessarily if you can peak one day for one event, but I mean, does it help you mentally keep your focus on one event or another, as opposed to having them both on the same day?
Well, I think day one will be the challenge, because actually the hurdles prelims perfectly line up with exactly when I will be pole vaulting.
Oh, really?
And this is a bit of a gamble, but I'm feeling fairly confident in my abilities in the vault in that competition. And so we're going to take the risk, ideally, to get another Princeton and have two Princeton athletes. There's the hope, Ellie Randolph, who is our top hurdler going into that meet, and myself will ideally make the final and hopefully get some extra points in that event on day two. But yes, it does allow me to sort of divide up focus. And on day two, you really just have one event, which is May.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure that certainly helps. Heps has become such a, you know, on the men's side, it has that two-team feel, and it has for a while. And on the women's side, I mean, I know Harvard's very strong, but it feels like it's been a little more open, you know, through five or six teams for a while. Do you have to kind of avoid looking at different results and looking at different teams and points going here and there? Because you know you're going to have some events where, you know, you get big points, and some events where you know, you may not get any. Do you kind of have to disassociate yourself from the team, you know, competition while you're competing? Or is that something that you end up doing anyway, that you're kind of have a sense of where Princeton as a team stands throughout the weekend?
I mean, one of the things I think our coaches have set up our mentality very well is that they did out the points, and they showed us that essentially, yes, Harvard is ahead in the league. They've essentially, it's projected points. They're ahead in the league, but not nearly as dominantly as they have been in the past, which is obviously optimistic for us. And then we're in a real nail biter for second with 10. And I think what they pointed out to us is that when they did out these points, it's not like they were favoring any of our girls. They weren't saying that, okay, actually, this is if you all have fantastic days.
Mm-hmm.
No, they said, this is the results. Competitive in this league if you all just do what you've already done. And so I think that's the mentality we try to go in with, is that if you aim for something absolutely extraordinary, then that's when sometimes you can choke, you can get a little nervous, do something different and weird to try to make results happen that you weren't ready for. Where on the other hand, if you go in the mentality that with like, I'm just going to do exactly what is expected of me, my best performance I can do today, then that's usually what you get out of it. And I think that that's what at least we try to go in with, is individual focus. And you're right, not getting obsessed with the score on a minute-by-minute basis.
Yeah, you know, you've competed in this event for several years. And, you know, people who have been to these weekends talk about, you know, not just the level of competition, but the excitement, you know, in the building and you know, kind of the you know, pageantry around it. I mean, just being such a special weekend in the Ivy League. What is it like for you, you know, outside of the moments that you're actually competing? I mean, how much do you enjoy these indoor and obviously outdoor HEPS meets?
I think that you're correct. There's something incredibly unique about it. I've never been at a meet that spirited. On day two, every team will be starting their day with incredibly loud team cheers that just echo throughout the indoor facility. By the end of the day, when it really does tend to come down to the relays, you have every single athlete lining the track, cheering on their teammates. It's an incredibly spirited and really intense event. I mean, it is always fun to watch the guys, because they have very much of a dual meet. And on the women's side, it really comes down to like one or two points between many teams. It is such an even race through the middle there. So, it'll be incredibly exciting. It's also great because it's in the Armory this year. We have so many alumni in New York. We're expecting a huge turnout. So that will make it all the more fun.
TigerCast is a production of the Princeton University Athletic Department. You can subscribe to TigerCast on iTunes or catch new episodes every week by visiting goprincetontigers.com/TigerCast.